There is a preliminary result in Dominica's general elections. The ruling Dominica Labour Party, led by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, won 17 of the 21 contested seats. The opposition United Workers Party controlled the remaining 4 seats. Chief of the OAS Electoral Observation Mission in Dominica, Stephen Greiner, says both parties will wait for the official results today because of the slim margin of victory in some constituencies. We spoke to Greiner late last evening.
Yes, well, the polls closed, the preliminary count is finished. The Dominican Labor Party increased its number of seats in parliament, it looks like it has. Of course, there'll be an official count tomorrow, and that's when all the results will be certified. I don't know if you can hear outside, but there's a lot of celebration right now with the ruling DLP.
And what about the process on the whole? Were there any complaints throughout the day? Did things move along smoothly?
Yes, they moved along quite smoothly. There were some complaints about some people not being able to vote, voters not on the voting list. The reoccurring theme here has been the arrival of many Dominicans from abroad to vote, which is legal as long as they've been in the country at least one time during a 5-year period. Of course, there were some allegations too that the resources had been used to bring them in. We don't have any, no one presented any proof of that. So if it has been recurrent in the campaign, then it was brought to our attention again today in a number of cases.
Stephen Greiner, chief of the OAS Electoral Observation Mission in Dominica.